Hello, welcome back to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9 to 5 podcast. I'm your host, Pamela Pritchard, and today I want to talk about the magic in the mundane because I work with coaches who are building their coaching business around the 9 to 5 or want to stay out of the 9 to 5. And they come from established careers where they're often very high performing, where there's lots of high pressure, and they've often experienced a degree of burnout or just unfulfillment. And they started a coaching business because they know that that's who they're meant to be. They love supporting people and they want to create a business and life on their terms with the freedom, the choices, the money, the clients that you know are available to you, helping them in the way that you know that they need help, and you living out your purpose, realizing your dreams, and doing some magic in this world. And yet, when it comes to the day-to-day of what it actually takes to start and grow a coaching business, it often catches you off guard because you've done the legwork to get the certification. You're so ready to create clients. You want it like yesterday. You wish you had the security from your coaching business to be able to know that you can safely and confidently go full-time into your coaching business without adding any pressure, but also you're feeling so much strain from the 9 to 5 or the fear of going back that it is creating a lot of either conscious or unconscious pressure on your coaching business. And I want to talk about one of the things that I've observed, but mostly within myself, that I've really had to tighten up and really improve over the last few years. But it came to a head very, very, very early on in my business. And I want to share this with you because this could really expedite a lot of things. It could allow some of the things that you don't think that have been working out for you to really fall into place. So I'm going to talk about the magic in the mundane. So what do I mean when I say magic in the mundane? I think one of the things that we buy into when we are starting and growing our coaching business is this, everything I said, right? It sounds so divine. Like everything I said is just next level delicious. It's like perfect day stuff. It's feeling fulfilled every day, living out your purpose, doing the stuff that makes you feel great, serving clients, making money, being seen, having like being visible, like making a difference in this world. What does it actually take to create those results? The mundane. I think it's a duality with doing something that's really beautiful in the world. For us to be able to see such beautiful results, like everything that I've described, everything that you buy into, when you subscribe so strongly to one idea of what it should be like, you're missing the duality and the essential other 50% that goes into making that a reality. And that's the mundane, because this is one of the most universal laws of life, of the universe, that everything has balance. Everything requires balance, a bit like the seasons. For there to be summer, there has to be winter. For there to be night, there has to be day. For there to be dark, there has to be light. For there to be magic, I want to argue that there has to be mundane. That for you to see these beautiful results where you're living your fulfillment, you're living your purpose, you're making money, you're serving clients, you're doing all the things that absolutely light you up, I want to argue that what if the other 50% of creating that result is actually very steady eddy, very unexciting, pretty boring, pretty monotonous sometimes, administrative aspects that go into making this happen. Now, if you immediately recoil at that thought, or you think, I'm so far past that, I have an assistant at work, I have a team to do that. If you're immediately thinking, I'm just immediately going to get a VA, there's technically nothing to stop you. But I want you to acknowledge within yourself where you're expecting all the bells and whistles, but the bells and whistles are just an add-on. You're wanting the cherry on top and the icing, but you're forgetting about the cake. And it's like you're looking at the cake and you're forgetting about all of the really boring ingredients that go into that. You're expecting a cake and you're not seeing the flour. You're not seeing the egg. You're not seeing the milk, whatever else goes into making cakes. I don't know what kind of recipe I was spouting off there, but you get the point. When you look at flour in and of itself, it's really not that exciting. You look at an egg in and of itself, it's really not that exciting. You look at the sugar, pretty boring when you just look at it. It's a whole bunch of little shiny looking granules. When you look at the milk, if there's milk in this imaginary recipe, the milk is pretty boring. You put them all together, you get a cake. That's more interesting. But you had to go through that process of the boring ingredients and then the process of creating in order to get to that outcome. What if you're trying to bypass that part in your coaching business? And that's why it feels so hard, because you're not giving yourself permission to find the magic in the mundane, to enjoy the process of making a cake, to enjoy the process of experimenting, of going through those motions. So I want to break down why, like, first of all, that realization could be enough for you. And maybe it is. And I'm so happy if it is, because amazing. Now go get to work, get into it, go do it. But I want to break down here in the rest of this episode why you struggle with the mundane, because I mean, I can't blame you. I'm not telling you to fall in love with being bored, but if you can work through that mindset and develop the mindset where you can develop a better relationship with yourself through those things, then you will be a self-led CEO. And that is what I'm all about. It's about empowering my coaches who work with me to be self-led, to not let things like this, silly little things really like this, get in the way of them building their dreams, of having the cake with the cherry on top. And I want to address some of the things that I think you want and what that cake is from a mindset perspective. Because I think when you can see that, you'll be able to see where you've been conditioned to need those things and where it no longer serves you. And that might be an indicator of some of the inner healing that you want to potentially have a look at if you're going to make this a sustainable level of change. And then I'm going to highlight what it really does look like and what happens if nothing changes and you stay where you are. So I do invite you to stay with this episode, because I want to take this a level deeper. If this was just a live or a carousel, I could probably just finish it there and blow your mind a bit. But I honestly, when it comes to this podcast, I know that for some of you, this really is a resource that you've been able to leverage in your business to make very tangible results. I've promised you from day one of this podcast that every episode that I create is as good as a workshop. I want you to feel supported and held by me as your coach. So for the duration of our time together on this episode, give me permission to coach you through this insight, through this awareness, and let yourself take anything and everything that you need and allow it to work with you. This is a co-creation, and I invite you to engage with this episode in that way, because when you do, when you truly lean into this, it has the power to do that. And imagine if you can do that and how meaningful that would be. That is everything to me. Okay. So if you're in, lean in, baby, turn this up, turn up the volume. Give yourself permission to put aside anything else you're doing. If you're driving, keep driving safely, of course, but give yourself the time and space to really process this stuff, because I'm going to give you lots to think about here in a really, really good way. So one of the things that I see with lots of coaches, I know I felt this myself, was the fear of failure and rejection. And I think one of the reasons why we procrastinate on a lot of stuff, why we don't want to put ourselves out there, we struggle to finish, or we even struggle to get started, I think it's because a bit of us wants it to work so badly. We are so attached to the outcome being a certain way that we're not willing to take the journey to get there. And that can really obstruct us. And it might be something that you've seen play out in previous behaviors in your career or in your personal life. It might be that you don't ask for what you want because you don't want to be told no. It might be that you don't go for that promotion, or you didn't go for that job because you thought, well, what's the point? Like, am I really going to stand a chance? And you self-select yourself out of this. And anytime that fear of failure and rejection is getting in your way, you are self-selecting for your own failure and rejection. Because the only real way that you can give yourself an opportunity to win Not that there is like an end goal here. The only way that you can give yourself the opportunity to overcome failure and rejection is ironically to be willing to experience failure and rejection. That is the most powerful way to overcome that fear. Because when you allow yourself to embrace failure and rejection, it actually means that it cannot defeat you. It's the most beautiful mindfuck in the world. But when you run away from failure and rejection, you are failing by not trying, and you're rejecting yourself by not giving yourself the opportunity of succeeding. So really think about that. Where in your business right now are you holding back from that fear of the failure? And maybe it's coming up in ways such as, and I think this supersedes in the next two, which is lacking clarity and direction, because it's easy to get overwhelmed and it's easy to not be sure where to go next. You're not quite sure how to do it, and you don't want to get it wrong, and you don't want to mess up. And also, there's so many things that you could be doing, you're not sure what direction to take, and you're not sure what steps to take. And what that creates is that perpetuates the fear of failure, because it means that if you're not willing to make a decision, if you're not willing to trust yourself, if you're not willing to just choose anything, then you're always going to be stuck there, right? And you're never going to have that clarity. What if the only clarity and direction you ever take is by moving forward? I'll give this analogy, and this really comes down to decision making, but sometimes I'm watching Netflix and I'm like, oh, do I watch this or that? And sometimes if I sit there in the indecision, I stay for the duration of watching a whole program, watching the trailers, figuring out what to watch, versus the minute I've been able to shortlist and I've got two or three options, I don't overthink it. I just choose one. And then it's in the starting, it's in the taking that step forward once I've chosen the show. If I'm 10 minutes in and I'm like, yeah, I should have chosen Bridgerton, I can just turn it off and change direction. Now, what's really fascinating about this is that, again, for some of you, that might be really obvious and that might be a beautiful permission slip. For others, like one of my clients right now, we've been working through what it means to be willing to quit something when it no longer serves you. And that has actually been part of a huge inner healing piece for her. And it's without that desire for clarity, without that desire for taking direction, we would never have come across that in the first place. The other piece is how it shows is in the procrastination and the perfectionism. So if it is showing up as indecision, if it is showing up as, oh, I have to get it just right. And I see that a lot with content creation. And I see it a lot with offer creation as well. You fixate on your niche. You fixate on your title. Oh, am I a mindset coach or am I a life coach? Am I a coach for women or am I a coach for professionals? Am I a coach about, I don't know, am I a coach for high achievers or am I a coach for type A personalities? No one gives a shit. Literally, no one cares. No one is going to judge you. You cannot go wrong. And that's why, go check out my episode, Why You Don't Need a Niche, because it will free you of this attachment to trying to get it right. It's not that episode isn't really about the niche. It's about realizing that there is power in decision and that there is so much power in realizing that it doesn't matter what you call yourself, because any box you put yourself in, you're always going to be bigger than anyway. So call yourself a life coach. Done. Call yourself a mindset coach. Done. Whatever. No one cares. It's simply, oh, so you're a coach. Okay, cool. Anyway, how can you help me? People need to know that. And if you're like, yeah, but Pamela, I need to know that in order to describe how I help people, then decision. And how to make decision, exactly how I just told you. You just choose anything and you allow yourself the experience of taking one step forward with it at a time. So for example, you're fretting over what to call yourself in terms of a name. Let's just say you go with, fuck it, I'm mindset coach, done. Okay, so I'm a mindset coach. What does a mindset coach say to her client? How does a mindset coach describe her client's problem? So by making that decision, you've now opened up the gateway to the next decision, describing the client's problem. Once you've had a go at that, it's like, okay, so what's next? Well, where they want to go, what's their solution? So every step you take automatically creates that momentum for the next step. There is nothing wrong with figuring it out as you go, because that's what all anyone is doing. And anyone that acts like they know what they're doing, it's not that they know, it's that they have confidence in their ability to decide and the self-trust to be able to see it through for as long as it serves them. And the minute it stops serving them, they have the self-conviction, self-love, and self-trust and forgiveness to be able to pivot. So I invite you to lean into that and be willing to lean into the discomfort of your ego that is going to want to make you procrastinate a little bit longer just to be sure. And to lean into all of the emotions that could come up from that. The emotion of, oh God, but what if I am seen to choose mindset coach as my title, and then I change my mind and now I become a life coach, or I become a business coach, or I become a career coach? Am I willing to feel the failure of that if people perceive me as having failed in this title? Are you willing to feel that way? Yeah, damn right you are. Because where you're going, your vision, your mission, your purpose is way bigger than a little niggle you had with whatever your title is going to be. Do you know how many times I've changed my title? When I started coaching, I think my first ever coaching title was purpose coach. I then became a career coach. Then I became a career change coach. Then I became a burnout coach. Then I became a business coach. I know, I think I was too scared to call myself a business coach at first. So I called myself an empowerment coach. Then I became a business coach. And you know what the truth is? I don't even think of myself as a business coach. I think of myself as a purpose coach, because that's what I'm really doing here. I've gone full circle. I've ended up back what I was doing at the beginning. But have I updated a single thing to call myself a purpose coach? No, I don't care anymore. I'm so past it, because I'm here too busy serving my clients. I'm too busy doing this podcast. So I share that to show you it's okay to not know. But the mundane, the magic in the mundane of just sitting your cute tushy down and just choosing something is going to be the key to you taking step after step after step after step after step. And at some stage you'll get to where I am and you'll go, oh God, yeah, my title still doesn't feel aligned, but I'm so past that, because I am so much bigger than my title. I am so much bigger than what I call myself. Do you see that? So maybe you're not having a drama about what to call yourself. Maybe it's about the niche. Maybe it's just about getting your message out there. Maybe it's just selling at all, being seen to be selling, being seen to be asking for money, being seen to put yourself out there. And the mundane part of that is all of this mindset drama that you're having, and that fear of failure and rejection that's really coming through as a lack of clarity and direction, and a want, therefore, to perfect it and to have it just right. And it's causing the result of your procrastinating. And the 9 to 5 is starting to look even more comfortable than it was. And you're starting to question, well, maybe I could stay here for a little bit longer, even though you know that's really not what you want. And you're always going in these circles. What if you just gave yourself permission to sit down and say to yourself, okay, this isn't pretty. This is, in fact, possibly a little bit boring now. And what is the next best step that I can take? So I want to offer, when you're feeling all of those struggles, it's so normal. And if you find yourself staying there so much longer than necessary, and you feel now the like fear of, oh God, I've been here for too long and I'm not making this progress, then perhaps this is a sign that one-to-one together would be really, really valuable for you, because this is very much energetic. As you can see on the outside, it looks like I need to build my website. I want to create a podcast. I need to create my freebie, but I'm struggling to choose something. I need to get selling. I need to be seen. I need to be more visible. I need to refine my message. But actually what's happening is all of this mindset drama in the background. And so what I want to offer is that sometimes your eyes are on the wrong prize. I think that you kind of secretly want, and if we're really honest, if I'm really honest here, this is totally what I want. Okay. So this is full permission for you to feel exactly the same way. You want quick results. Who doesn't? You want to be an overnight success. Not necessarily the fame, not necessarily the the spotlight and all that drama. You're not looking to be a freaking celebrity. Maybe you are. I love that for you. But maybe you just want it to be like, oh, I'm a six figure coach. Oh, I've got like 20 DMs and every single one of them is asking how to work with me. And if that is secretly what you're actually frustrated that you don't have yet, and you know that's the true when you see other coaches who are like, oh, I've just got 100 people in my freebie. Oh, I've just sold 10K overnight while I was sleeping. Oh, I've just sold out my offer pre-launch. And you're thinking, oh, fuck me. Like, really? Am I, what am I missing here? If you're feeling that way, you are secretly, not so secretly, looking for those quick results. You're looking for the overnight success. You're looking for that cake with the cherry on top, and you're forgetting about how boring flour looks all by itself and how boring the egg looks all by itself. So this is where I want to bring you back to the magic and the mundane. What are the small daily actions that you can be taking to build you there? Because it isn't going to be one big effort. It isn't what I see a lot. I saw this so much when I was certifying. I saw it with a couple of coaches who, inside the certification program, they would do a declaration. Big, big declarations, big goals, going Excel, 10Xing your goals. That's it. This is it. I'm declaring this month I'm going to make 10K. And you've never sold coaching in your life before, right? Or I'm going to hit 100K and or six figures in my first 6 months because she did it and I can do it. I don't ever want to take the possibility away from you. But notice when you are making big declarations, what you're actually avoiding is small, incremental 1% steps. It's like saying, right, I'm going to run a marathon, but I don't want to train. I'm going to run a marathon. And I'm not willing to do in the hard yards of like, well, I just do 5K today. And then by next week, maybe I'll move up to 6K. And then by next month, maybe I'll move up to 10K. Are you seeing the difference here? So if you've ever done the big declarations and you have all this drive and motivation, notice where it's coming from. Sometimes it comes from a burst of desire and motivation and inspiration, which is beautiful. I love those moments. Leverage them, optimize them, milk them for all they are worth. Please do. And do not expect them to last because that shit just doesn't last. Ask me how I know. Okay. So give yourself permission to go all in when you're feeling the all in energy. But the minute it genuinely drops because you've come on your period, you're experiencing PMS, your kids are on one, the 9 to 5 has just gone into crisis mode, you've been asked to travel abroad, your partner needs to be away from home, or they've fallen down ill, or you've come down with sickness, or it's just winter and you just need to hibernate because you've been on the go for so long, or you're coming out of a season and you've just certified, you just need a little bit of a breather, but you're not letting yourself, like any of these reasons, right? Could be Mercury retrograde, anything, any reason that could come up, just the cycle of life of being human. Those feelings, that moment doesn't last. It never ever lasts. And that's never ever a problem. Because what happens is you always default to your baseline habits. So you want to be asking yourself, what are your baseline habits? That's the mundane. The mundane is, who are you at your worst? Who are you at your most demotivated, at your most, I can't be asked? Who are you then? That is going to be the indicator of how consistent you actually are. Do you still manage to create a piece of content like you promised yourself once a week, 3 times a week, 5 times a week, daily, whatever it is, even when you have defaulted to your most baseline habit? Obviously, I don't want you to ever gaslight yourself if you're grieving, if you're seriously ill, if you are literally unable to for some reason. this doesn't apply then, but pretty much 90% of the time, every other time, are your baseline habits one where you show up no matter what? Are your baseline habits one where you don't rely on motivation, inspiration, and big declarations to get you out of bed every day to come and do the work that you love in your coaching business? That's going to be your truest indicator of success. That's mundane as fuck. That is boring. Creating content when you're not in the mood, yeah, it takes a minute to get into it. But sometimes you get into it, right? It takes a minute, like watching a new series, and it takes a couple of episodes to warm into it. Give yourself permission to find the magic in the mundane, because this stuff matters, because you'll always default to your baseline habits. So if you can make your baseline, the mundane, something that is still highly effective and still executing on the things that you need to be executing. And if you don't know what that is, check out my last episode, the previous one to this, because it tells you exactly what you need to do to basically troubleshoot your business so you know where to put your efforts and your priority. Then there you go. That's the answer. That's the answer to that. Also notice as well, and I see this when it comes to the magic and the mundane concept, is, and I even said it earlier, you signed up to do a coaching business because you desire freedom and flexibility. You want to be your own boss. You want to work when you want to work. You don't want to be tied to your desk 24/7. And yet, I bet you've seen the memes and the posts where people say, I quit working 40 hours a week for someone else to work 24/7 for myself. Now, one of the big things I'm really passionate about when I'm coaching my clients, especially on the business side of things, is to really be onto themselves when it comes to boundaries and giving themselves permission to sit down and have focused work and focused time to sit down, get in, get out. Get in, do what you need to do, get out. Because it is easy to sit here all day long working on your business and then you reflect on the day and you don't even know what you did. So you really do need to be onto yourself. So yes, I know that you want the freedom and flexibility, but you cannot bypass doing the work. You cannot bypass showing up consistently. You cannot bypass taking the time to figure out the back end of your systems, your website, spending a bit of time realizing that there is a learning curve to figuring out how the hell to use Instagram or Facebook groups or Pinterest or creating a podcast. And once that initial learning curve has been met, then you can standardize, normalize, maybe even hire a VA. But I want to offer, it is always worth it for you to know your business inside out so that when it comes to hiring or outsourcing or getting support or a VA, you're not relying on them and you know what good looks like, which is why I definitely advocate for you having a look at it yourself. That being said, if, I don't know, if you're dyslexic and something like numbers really mess with your brain, or like, for example, from the outset, I outsourced bookkeeping and an accountant from day one. Like, that's just not a strength of mine. It's not something I'm interested in learning. And having good financial literacy in your business is very, very important. Learning that is very, very important. So knowing how to read the numbers is essential. Having good money mindset is essential. Having good money management and knowing how to invest from a CEO embodiment is essential. But the actual bookkeeping itself, I know enough to be able to know if it's okay. Any more than that, I don't look at. So you might be the same when it comes to setting up payment links, or I don't know, like adding audio to a podcast, stuff like that. Then yes, feel free to outsource, have discernment with it. And if you're not sure, then obviously a business coach can really support you with that. And I do support my clients with those kind of decisions. But be on to yourself. If you're like, well, I wanted freedom and flexibility, and you're telling me that you want passive income and you've not learned how to market and sell, you want clients just to be knocking at your door, but you're not showing up and selling and you're not creating content consistently, there is a mismatch. There is a disconnect between what you think you should be receiving and what you're actually putting yourself in a position to receive. So there is an element of setting yourself up for success in order to be able to receive first, but it has to start with you taking action and knowing what action to take. And then I know you also, especially, and I spoke about this in one of my lives today inside Instagram, I know that we have been conditioned in our employment, in our career, to look externally for validation and recognition. Like, we cannot give it to ourselves in our corporate career. And you cannot promote yourself in your corporate career. You cannot give yourself a bonus in your corporate career. You are often subject to forces way out of your control. And if there are elements in your control when it comes to your own bonus and commission, the structure is set by someone else. So you are literally forced to look externally for recognition and validation. For you to get a job elsewhere, you have to go and interview, you have to be selected, you have to be chosen for the job, you have to be invited back. You don't have control over that. I mean, obviously, yes, you do. You have control over how you show up, how you implement, how you present yourself, but ultimately, it's somebody else's decision about whether or not they recognize you for what you bring to the table and whether they choose to validate you by offering you the correct salary, giving you a bonus, giving you commission if that would make sense for your role. And yes, I used to be a career coach, so I have a lot of thoughts about this in terms of the amount of sovereignty that you do have. And there is so much power that you give away, even when the ultimate decision making is out of your control. But that being said, you are still being conditioned to do what you can, but then the ultimate final decision maker is out of your control. I acknowledge that. And so coming out of that mindset and that way of being is new territory for most coaches coming into business ownership. Because in business ownership, it's a zero starting salary. There is no apprenticeship wage. There is no expenses being paid. You know, like even with a corporate career or any kind of career, when you're going in, even if you're not being paid for training, they still pay for your expenses. Nope. If you want to start a business, you are fronting every single cost. That includes the time to success, the time to revenue, the time to productivity. So there is a time lag. Some people, yes, they open their business and wham, they make money straight away. Other people, they take time to make money. And you are wanting that recognition and validation from engagement, from followers, from clients, from money. And then you're making yourself wrong when you don't get that recognition and validation. It's not your fault. It's what you've been conditioned to believe. But if you keep believing it in that way, if you stay in that mindset, you will always be left wanting, because there is no room in entrepreneurship for you to wait for anyone else to give you recognition and validation. There is only you. You lead first. And obviously there's nuances to this. Like, you can get external recognition. There are awards. There are ways that you can be recognized. But by and large, for you to even be in that position, it takes you being in your power. It takes you owning what you bring to the table. It takes you being willing to be seen, being visible, put yourself out there. And that isn't easy when we're not taught how to do that. Inside my one-to-one program, I have a training called Holding the Vision. And it is talking literally about that. It is about that gap between all of the action taking, everything that is possibly in your control being done, which is like a huge part of the process. But then is the rest of it, is the allowing yourself to receive. It's the surrendering to the outcome. It's being in co-creation with something greater than yourself, with your audience, with your clients, with the universe, with your higher self, with your inner child, with your ego even. Knowing how to be in relationship with all of the things that you are in a dynamic with, that you are in relationship with, and knowing how to allow yourself to receive. That is the ultimate self-recognition and validation. Knowing how to end the day satisfied. Knowing how to create a post and release it and not needing a single like for you to say to yourself, I did good. I spoke powerfully. I spoke from the heart. I trusted the message as it wants to come through. I spoke fearlessly and directly to the person who I know needs this. And even if no one ever shows a single like, makes a single comment, I don't need that to know that I did what I had to do. That is ultimate power. And ironically, when you release that and you keep showing up with that level of conviction and that level of self-trust and self-confidence and sovereignty, that is when people start looking up and going, who the hell is she? And I can't help but watch her. That is what actually creates recognition and validation, it starting from within. So how do we physically do this? I've given you some indicators, but it is that consistent effort and perseverance. There is something to be said for having a level of resilience and what's the other word I'm looking for? I bet you can think of it, right? Oh, this is where I wish we were in actual conversation because you'd be saying it right now. But having the resilience and actually having, what is resilience even? Resilience is being able to persist in the face of adversity. And the best way to persist in the face of adversity, in my opinion, is radical self-love and self-care, self-compassion and forgiveness. It's seeing all the ways that you are putting, it's A, being willing to put yourself out there and doing it in a way that truly lights you up without doing it in the way that you think everyone else wants you to do it. Hence why I always say, trust the message as it wants to come through first. Trust in your innate knowing, trust in your nudges, trust in what feels most exciting to you. Trust in that. Take action from that place. So A, being willing to, and then knowing how to listen to yourself. And then in the face of adversity parts is when you then go, oh God, I haven't had any engagement, and not making it mean anything. Or you've got to the stage where you made it mean something, and then you have the resilience to go, okay, but this is just a story I'm telling. And I know that this is a story I'm telling because this is the story my ego always tells. It always comes back to my enoughness. It always comes back to my self-worth. And I know where that comes from because I've done the inner work to identify the root cause. And that is true perseverance. That is true resilience. True resilience is having the self-love to go in and do the inner work. It's having the compassion to see yourself navigating through this and having your own back no matter what. And it's having the forgiveness to go, okay, here we are again, but we can go again. I love you no matter what. And off you go. And you go again and again and again. And that means embracing discomfort and uncertainty. As we said earlier, right? The ability to make a decision to get clarity happens when you take one step at a time, which also means being willing to feel the discomfort of the uncertainty. In fact, leaning into the uncertainty and going, what's happening here? What on earth do I do now? And going, I know this feeling. This was a big turning point in my business. When I started to recognize the feeling of discomfort, I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of fun. I'm like freaking out inside, but I know that I've got my back because I've done it a few times by now. I know exactly where the fear is coming from because I've done the inner work to see it. And I know that I can get through this because what I want is on the other side. So actually, I think this is a really good sign I'm feeling uncomfortable. Now you're starting to enjoy it. Now you're thinking, oh my God, who am I? What's going on here? And then it becomes more fun. Then you start looking for the opportunity. How can I get more of this? That then becomes the driver. It's so exciting when you start to see the seesaw shift, but we do have to go from this place of, oh God, I'll do anything not to feel this way, into feeling this way is the sign that it's working. And then it's that balance between keeping the vision in mind and then being willing to just let it be boring sometimes. Like sometimes it's not deep. Sometimes there's no inner healing required. Sometimes it's a case of, you know what? This isn't fun. I hate chopping onions, but the onions are an essential part of the dish. We're just going to do it. I'm going to be crying by the end of it, but we're just going to do it. The mascara is going to be all over my face, but we're just going to get on with it. It's just an essential part of it, like cleaning the house, boring as, but then you get into it. You've got your podcast on, headphones on, you're dancing along. And yeah, you're still going to outsource it one day. And that will be beautiful when you do. But in the meantime, Why not roll with it? Make it a party. So the boring becomes the magic. You have downloads, you've got business ideas coming in. It was the break you didn't know you needed. So there is magic in allowing yourself to do the mundane, giving yourself permission to acknowledge the parts of your business that aren't sexy, that aren't boring, that don't necessarily feel that creative, or maybe have this element of bigness about them, and just getting that ass in the chair and going, you know what? I can fucking do this. This is what I'm here for. And I want to offer to you, when you don't lean into that, when you don't truly acknowledge and recognize the ways that this is showing up in your business, you stay stagnant. You miss the opportunity of working with that person, because this is the thing: for magic to happen in your life, for things to fall into place, even if in the moment you manifested it, the truth is the timeline for that thing to interject with you at the perfect time means that those wheels had to be put in motion way before you even realized that that was going to happen for you. For example, if I give you a very tangible example, I may decide to make an offer, create an offer, and share the offer within the space of the next 48 hours. I don't plan to. The only things I'm selling right now are the things I was always selling anyway, my one-to-one and messaging mastery. But imagine I just create an offer in the next 48 hours and I get it out and it's done. And somebody comes along and they buy it. I'm thinking, oh my God, I've manifested that. That's amazing. Like, I took action. I trusted it. I sat down. I got on with the boring stuff and I came out with a cake and the cherry on top. But if you think about it, for that person to buy, they had to start their business a year ago. They had to be looking for a coach for the last couple of weeks. They had to be following me. Maybe they've been following me for the last 6 months. The universe has been putting that person into place all that time. If I didn't take action, I'll miss that person. That person will go to the next offer. They'll go to the next coach, or they won't get the help that they need, even worse. So the missed opportunities that occur when you don't allow yourself to experience the magic and the mundane and everything that comes with it, it scares me to think how many missed opportunities I've missed. And I like to think I take a lot of action. That spurs me a lot. I don't stay there much, but it's something to think about. The other thing is the longer I stay frustrated, stuck, and procrastinating, the longer I stay frustrated, stuck, and procrastinating. Do you see that? I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. I'm procrastinating. I'm putting something off. Creates the only result that can create is more of that. Because this time next week, that wouldn't have changed. It would have just got worse. Now I'm more frustrated. Now I'm more stuck. Now I've procrastinated even longer. The thing just got even bigger. So if there is something going on for you, notice, where do you need to do a pattern interrupt? What needs to shift right here, right now? What is it today, right here, that you have been procrastinating on, that you can just give yourself permission to feel all the feels, uncomfortable as hell, no idea what the hell, if it's going to work or not, dreading the fear of rejection, failure, whatever else might be coming up, and be willing to go all in on that, the good, the bad, and the beautiful, and say, I'm going to do it anyway. One step at a time. I've got this. That's how you shift it. And then the last piece of this is, imagine this: you stay here, you're stuck, frustrated, procrastinating, not taking action. It isn't just a week that goes by. It's months, it's weeks, it's years. And then you are never going to realize your potential. And it's funny because I am so different to the person that I used to be. When I think about the woman I was when I left my corporate career 3 years ago, when I started my business 4 years ago, compared to who I am today, I'm still me in so many ways. And the way that I carry myself, the level of self-love, self-trust, self-belief, self-compassion, the amount of forgiveness, the amount that I feel, my gosh, I thought I was scared of failure when I started. You do not know failure until you have had launches that you've worked on for months and to get no clients. That is failure. And is it even failure? Because I never quit. I never gave up. I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. And now you see this. And I don't know what you think this is, what you think I am, but I am, even today, as proud as I am of how far I've come, I know that I'm half the woman I'm going to be in another 5 years' time. And I'm here for it. And I know that the woman I'm going to be in 5 years' time is only going to get there because of who I was today. And that's a really beautiful thought. So if you're feeling like you have a long way to go to get there, it isn't that version of you that gets you there. It is the version of you right here, right now, listening to this episode that gets you there. And that's a very comforting thought. So truly take this in. Listen to this episode again if you need to. I went in on the energetics today, and I hope this has served you. I would love to hear if you found this valuable. If you'd like to hear more from me, please do subscribe so that you can be notified whenever I upload a fresh episode. And I would love to see what your thoughts are. Drop me a DM, connect with me on Instagram at Coaching with Pamela. That's two L's. If you're willing to, and you really want to make my day, I would love to see some more reviews on the podcast. I believe it helps more people find it with the SEO. And I always like to see, like, if it's landing, if this is the kind of stuff that would serve you. I wish this was what I could listen to when I was at your stage of the journey. And the truth is, even when I do share this, it serves me so much to remind me of my power to keep going. And I know that with my coaches, often when they show up in their power, in their marketing, in their coaching sessions, it reminds them of how much they've grown too. So if this has inspired you to share your message, to share all the ways that you are already doing so much of this work and doing it so well, then use that as fuel for your messaging. Use that as fuel to remind yourself how far you have come compared to the version of you that didn't even know life coaching existed not so long ago and who you are today. Because this version of you right here, right now is going to be the version of you that gets you there. So I hope you start to enjoy the magic and the mundane. I can't wait to hear from you and hear how you went with the episode. And I'll look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Take care.